makes you even more unstoppable. I know we saw a couple of people in the draft. We went through that list earlier of, like, who they have drafting for who. And there were two people that had running back, too. And
none
sort of said,
a wide receiver.
I don't want – none had a
in
wide receiver.
Round.
In the first round. But, you know, I think a lot of that is coming from the same angle I am. I think draft guys are just like, well, they don't have a regular running back they can trust. They got plenty of wide receivers they can trust. And for me, it's like running backs last year, the split was 35%, 25%, 15%, 10%. So it's four guys who got more than 10% of the total snaps to equal the majority of the snaps for Kansas City, with 35% being the max. So if I take a running back, what percentage is he getting anyway? They're going to name Damian Williams the starter. They're going to give Darwin Thompson some opportunity. Maybe that guy immediately jumps to two and gets 30% of the snaps. That's the same as a rookie wide receiver if you take him in the third round. For me, then fine. Take the wide receiver, the position I think down the road is going to be harder to definitively know you can solve. Running back, you can always find guys. You know, I know that? They found a guy last year. You know, I know that? They found a guy the year before. The year before that, they found a guy. The Chiefs have never had trouble finding running backs. The reason why these stats tell me it's actually more logical to get a wide receiver is because if both guys, a new running back and a new wide receiver, get 30, 40%, I'll take the wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't take a running back with that first-round pick, but I will say this. If for some reason they do take a running back with a first-round pick, I think that also tells you where they envision him in the offense. So the numbers, the split you brought up.
You're saying if they take him in a first, they actually have a bigger plan for him?
Right, I would hope. Gosh,
I think you're probably right.
I would hope if that was the case. All right, let's get to the final word.
The final word.
Final word today, man. So, Johnson County golf courses are reopening during the current Kansas stay-at-home. I do live in Johnson County, and this is absolutely ridiculous to me. I don't understand how golf courses and golf is essential. I get it. You need to be outside. Nobody's telling you not to go walk around. Nobody's telling you not to be able to exercise while you're outside at a safe distance. I don't think golf is essential, and I'm not like a hater of golf. I used to do a golf show, for example. Like I'm not someone that's like, oh, who cares about golf? I don't actively golf. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I would have a little different viewpoint on this, but when you're golfing, you're probably not golfing alone. I know you can say you're not going to use a golf cart. But you are, to me, still, like, are you not going to move the flagstick when you're putting? Are you leaving the flagstick in constantly? Because otherwise, you are removing that same stick as the person before you and the person that's going to remove it after you. How is that not putting people potentially at risk? I don't care how big a golf course is and how you're spread out necessarily, but aren't you still touching things as well? There are things that we want to do that we just can't do right now. I don't get how golf is essential. And apparently that's been a big question about golf courses and why, for right now, in Johnson County, it's been reopened. Cody, I just don't get the point of this whatsoever.
I don't find it necessary. I get it, man. You want to get out. Serta was out running with a fanny pack yesterday. I get it.
Yeah, we're going to get to that tomorrow.
I understand the idea of the wanting to exercise.
Holds
and
my
be
phone
out. Okay.
And my water bottle.
Oh, I need a photo of that as well. Maybe we'll work on that. We're back at it tomorrow from 10 to 2. Up next, it's The Drive.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The Fix and Flip Guys at caseylend.com.